This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1448. Are you having deja vu? How to talk about it in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Every human being experiences déjà vu. Today, we answer a listener question about how to say that you're experiencing the feeling that you've been somewhere before. Listen in to find out how natives use it today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I am good. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Oh my gosh, yes, I'm feeling good today.
Wait, yeah. I just had a deja vu. Wait, didn't we just talk?
Actually, yes, we did in the last episode.
Yes, we did. Yeah, so I guess that's why I have a lot of deja vus with you probably because we talked.
Probably.
So much. That's funny. So, guys, we are going to be talking about this expression deja vu today. So, I am excited about today's episode because this is so much fun and this happens to me all the time actually. What about you?
Really? It happens to me a fair amount. I always wonder where it comes from, why it happens, you know, but it does happen sometimes. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this because we have a listener question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. This is from Tamin from Iran.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, would you read the question for us?
Yeah, let's dive into it. Here we go. So she says, hey, Lindsay and Jessica, I'm Tamin from Iran. I'm so grateful about finding you in one of the channels of Telegram. I guess Telegram is an app in, I think, Russia and Iran. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, during these 3 months and the closure of schools and English classes, you are my benevolent and dexterous teacher. Oh my God, I don't know if I know how to pronounce that word.
I'm dexterous, yeah.
It's a good word though.
It is.
The articulation that you have, especially Jessica, gave me sources of energy and power to find and learn new things. By the way, I'd like to ask questions about two expressions, which I'm not sure if they're related to each other or not. First, what is the phrase mind over matter? And second, what is deja vu and how do we use it? Thanks a bunch.
Okay, great question. Both of them. And actually, we will be covering mind over matter very soon. So today we're going to stick with deja vu. But so Tamin was writing to Jessica as well. So now I feel like I stole her question for Jessica. But we're all together. But I mean, Jessica, guys, you know her because she is on All Ears English, obviously. Mm-hmm. And also she's on the IELTS Energy podcast, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. So to hear more of Jessica and Aubrey and to learn about IELTS, guys, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. We have some really exciting things going on this month over there, including a live web class. So go and listen to find out how to sign up. Okay. Very cool.
Perfect. Awesome. Yes. So yeah, this is going to be a fun episode. So again, we're going to do deja vu today and mind over my matter another time. So, all right. So what is deja vu, Lindsay?
Oh, it's that feeling. Well, I mean, it's French for already seen, right? I studied French a little bit in school, and that, you know, deja means already and vu is the past tense of to see in French, I believe. But we
guys, if we're wrong on this, let us know. But when I looked it up, that's what it is. I also took French, but I...
You took French? You did? I didn't know you took French. Okay.
Yeah. I was terrible at it, but I love it. I would like to get better one day.
Yeah, I was awful at French at first, too. And the whole time, actually, to be honest. So we don't have an exact translation, but we do know what it means in French. And we know what it feels like. Right. It feels like you are experiencing something that you've already experienced, but you couldn't have experienced it. Right.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing.
Yeah. It's almost like a little bit of a creepy, mysterious feeling because you feel like something has happened before when you know that it hasn't. But in that moment, you're like a little confused because it feels like this is not something that is happening for the first time.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. I definitely get it sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like I got it the other day. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I definitely.
Do you feel like there are times, like maybe periods of time in your life, maybe seasons, where you get more deja vu more often? Or do you feel like it's just a steady thing that creeps up?
I think it's just kind of random. What about you?
No. Yeah, I think it's random. I feel like maybe I get it less now than I used to.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Well, it's interesting because with deja vu, that I don't think anybody really understands what it is and why it happens. I tried looking into it, and I know, you know, people have tried to kind of find answers. So guys, we can link. There's a video about theories with deja vu. It's from 2013. It's a TED Ed. So guys, we can put that video up. But, you know, that's what this is about. I don't know the science of this. I mean, have you ever heard any of like why people think it happens?
I have a feeling it's probably a glitch in the brain where the brain feels like it's been there, but it hasn't. Something gets triggered, some kind of neuron firing incorrectly, something like that. That would be my guess, but I'm not a neuroscientist, so I have no idea.
I don't know. I've heard that, I don't know, something to do with your dream. I've heard a bunch of different things, but yeah, that is just some sort of glitch. But I think that people have also, some people have like a very spiritual feeling about it. Like maybe it's in another life or, you know, something like that. I've heard those things too.
Yeah. Well, I do wonder. I mean, this is kind of a different thing, but there are people who can kind of sense what's going to happen, like sense the future, you know?
Yeah.
It's always weird when you talk to someone like that, who not even like a mystic, but just a normal person who says that they knew that this was going to happen. They just woke up. They had this sense that something was going to happen. There was going to be like an accident or something. I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, that is really strange. Yeah. No, I don't have that.
No, me neither.
That talent.
Me neither. I'm kind of glad I don't. That would be like, if you knew something bad was going to happen, you wouldn't want to leave your house, you know?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So better to not know.
Yeah, I think so too.
But yeah, so today we want to talk about deja vu and also what can you say when you experience this? So yeah, this is one of those situations where we do use another language in English just as if, you know, it's a regular English expression, even though it's not.
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it, you know what? I also realized now thinking about it that it happens for me sometimes with smell or what something looks like, or the overall feel, right? Mm. So like those are some of the times that I feel deja vu, like, but I don't know exactly. So let's talk about how do we use it? How would we use it in our English conversation? So let's do a little role play.
If you are taking the IELTS exam this year, then get tips and tricks from our 14 years of examiner experience with Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS experts from All Ears English. So go over and hit subscribe on the IELTS Energy Podcast, and we'll see you over there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, so here we are. So we're in a restaurant. So, hey, isn't this restaurant great?
Yes. Oh, whoa. Hold on. I am having a deja vu. This is so weird. I remember this restaurant.
Do you say I'm having a deja vu or do you say I'm having deja vu?
I feel like I say both. Probably saying having deja vu is maybe more common, but I say both. So I'm wrong.
No, I don't know. It's interesting. So you're kind of like saying like I'm having a daydream or I'm having a deja vu. I always say just I'm having deja vu as an event, not exactly.
Yeah, I think that's how it's used a lot. Yeah, I'm having deja vu. Yeah, I mean, that's really how you would use it. Like, I'm having deja vu right now, or I had this weird deja vu earlier, right? Yeah. So just kind of stick it in and say what the deja vu is.
Or what I do a lot is I'll be like talking, and I'll say, whoa, deja vu. And then I'll just stop for a second, then I'll get sidetracked, and I'll come back to it. So I just say it. You know, everyone knows that you mean that you're experiencing that.
Right.
Right. But just to say it that way, a little more casual, guys.
Definitely. So do you remember any specific times when you've had deja vu? It's hard to remember.
It's hard to remember because, again, it feels like this dreamlike state. It's weird. No, I can't. But I think it happens to me a lot when I'm in scenarios with different people. I don't know, just in different situations. Yeah, I don't know. I have no exact stories, Michelle.
I don't either because I think it comes to you and then it goes away so quickly.
Right.
It's like, having a hard time remembering your dreams.
Yes. Yes.
Something. Do you remember your dreams?
Some when they're very vivid. I do, but like most of them I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you?
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night like, oh my gosh. Every once in a while I have a nightmare like a couple weeks ago I yelled out.
Really?
Yeah. And I felt so bad.
Did you wake anyone up?
Dan, yeah, I did. He had to I don't know what the dream was. It was something like this, like there was a guy and a girl and they were trying, like, I think he may have been trying to pull my hair or I don't know do something bad or hurt me in some way, and I was shouting like no or like help, and all of a sudden I just got like pretty much smacked. And it's just that's always scary when you get those ones, but that doesn't happen to me too often.
Yeah, the world of dreams and deja vu, so weird.
It is. It's really cool to talk about and think about, though, like, and also like representations of dreams and it all kind of fits together. So maybe we'll do a more of a dream episode another day.
Exactly. That's awesome. So Michelle, do we have like a little bit of was there a quote from Yogi Berra?
Yeah, I found out that this quote, I believe, was from Yogi Berra, the baseball player. And it's deja vu all over again. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, what is that? What's he saying? Is that about some game or something?
I don't know, but it's basically, that's just an expression that you might hear from time to time, guys. Like, it's funny because deja vu is something already that's all over again in a way. So it's kind of a double, deja vu all over again. So to me, it's kind of a little joke. But every once in a while, I might hear somebody say, oh, it's deja vu all over again.
Okay, guys. Yeah. So Yogi Berra he played on the Yankees, very famous American baseball star, right? Guys, if you're interested in the history of baseball, definitely look him up because he was a really important figure in American baseball. Yeah. So cool.
Definitely. So, all right. Let's do another example with deja vu and then we'll move on. So, all right. Okay, here we're roommates. So,
okay, wow, you clean the bathroom.
See, I actually do help around the apartment. Aren't you having a deja vu?
Ha ha ha.
Okay. So I'm using it as a joke there. Or here I could say, it's Monday, it's deja vu all over again. You know, just like it's repetitive, basically. Or what's another one, Lindsay?
Or I could say, didn't you use that excuse last time you broke your computer? It's like I'm having deja vu all over again. So you're saying, basically, when you're saying this, you're saying I've experienced this before, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, we can use it as a joke or we can use it more literally just to say something is repetitive. So yeah. Before we go, what are a couple other ways that we can express this feeling of deja vu?
Yeah. So for our listeners, you want more than one way to just say this, right? Mm-hmm. For example, I have a feeling I've been here or done this or seen this before. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids might say this to their parents if they're experiencing deja vu for the first time. Right.
Right.
And they're like, what's going on? I've been here before. Why am I seeing this?
Right? Yeah.
I wonder what that's like the first time you experienced deja vu as a kid.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that must be very strange. I wonder what age people start getting this feeling.
Good question. There's a lot we have to dig into here, Michelle.
Well, there is. Or you could say something like, oh, I don't think this is the first time this has happened.
Uh-huh. Or I feel like I've seen or done this or been here in another life. Yeah, sometimes it does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. So that's you could express it in that way as well, for sure.
Yeah. So what's the takeaway here for our listeners?
Well, guys, you know, deja vu, this is not English, but it's native speakers use it all the time. It's come to be part of our language. And we use it frequently. But, you know, it's a weird, weird feeling. And, you know, something that I'd be interested in is to hear, you know, cultural beliefs regarding this feeling. Like, are there any kind of myths or superstitions about deja vu in your culture? You should definitely let us know about it.
I love that idea, Michelle. So guys, come back to our blog. Come back to allearsenglish.com. Type in the search bar 1448 and you can leave a comment. You can let us know what are the myths and superstitions around deja vu in your culture? What does it mean? Right? We want to know that. And this would also be kind of cool for an Instagram update somehow at some point, Michelle.
Yeah, definitely. I know. Yeah. Like the next time I get deja vu,
yeah, I'll absolutely.
Have to pull out my phone.
Absolutely. Really cool. Yeah. For sure. Well, Michelle, this has been awesome. And guys, remember, go over to the IELTS Energy podcast and subscribe if you're taking IELTS this year. You know, if you want to get that target score of a 7 to immigrate, to go abroad, you need the IELTS Energy podcast. Go over there now. Cool. Okay, Michelle, good stuff today.
All right. You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.